People came from far and wide to voice strong opinions on the proposal. There were even a few speakers from the Navajo Nation in Arizona, and an Ashland contingent actually biked the 40 miles to the hearing. Cyclist Michael McKenna says they wanted their voices to be heard.
There's a potential risk to really disturb and destroy a beautiful, pristine area and an amazing watershed, one of the biggest watersheds on the Lake Superior region.
In each person's allotted 3 minutes at the podium, dozens of mine opponents cited statistics, gave impassioned pleas, and even read poems. Asbestos was one big concern, as was water quality. Joe Rose lives on the Bad River Reservation.
The elevation of that ridge is approximately 1,800 feet above sea level. That mining discharge would run down through all of those wetland ecosystems in the Bad River watershed.
In the first 3 hours of the hearing, only a handful of individuals spoke in favor of the mine. One of the few who did, Wayne Nacy, says he doesn't think that balance is representative of the local community.
Well, I'm on a Chamber of Commerce here, and I know all of our members are all for it.
I'm a businessman here. I've seen how we lose all our young people out of the area. There isn't the good-paying jobs here. Our population is down to 6,000 people here in the whole county.
The hearing specifically addressed two things: GTEC's plan for bulk sampling, which involves excavating and testing about 4,000 tons of rock, and the company's pre-application notice that includes a conceptual plan for the mine. As for the imbalance of opinions present at the hearing, Ann Coakley, who runs the DNR mining program, says strong feelings won't be what makes or breaks the mine.
That won't inform our decisions, because our decisions have to be informed by the law and the data that we have. We get a lot of comments via email and in writing, and most of them are people who would prefer not to see mining ever in Wisconsin. But there's still a lot of them we get that would like to see mining. Lately, it's probably a third of the people we're hearing from are for a mine up in this area.
Coakley notes this is very early in the mine permitting process. It could be years before all the needed environmental testing is complete. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.